This is TWiT.
Speaking at Web Summit, which is happening in Dublin, Ireland this week, a former NSA General Counsel member, Stuart Baker, warned that moves by Google and Apple and other companies to encrypt user data was more hostile to Western intelligence gathering than to surveillance by China or Russia. Baker said that encrypting user data had been bad business model for a company like BlackBerry. Now, of course, we know BlackBerry has downsized his business quite a bit in recent years and is now refocusing on business customers. Baker noted, quote, BlackBerry pioneered the same business model that Google and Apple are doing now, and that has not ended well for BlackBerry. Then again, he's coming from the NSA, so... aren't they supposed to say that? Amazon's experimenting with taxi hailing app Flywheel to bring same-day deliveries to customers from distribution centers in San Francisco and Los Angeles, according to the Wall Street Journal. The cabs were reportedly loaded up with, quote, as many as 10 packages bound for a single zip code, paying about $5 per package for delivery within 1 hour. So, why would Amazon go with taxis? Well, they're cheaper than courier services, and Amazon can not only decide which deliveries to bundle into a single cab versus sending out a package alone, but it also raises some questions for the delivery itself. Are the taxi drivers responsible for making sure that the packages are delivered and delivered intact? Do they have the right insurance? And again, on the flip side, Amazon deliveries could create an additional stream of income for cab drivers, some of whom have complained, as of late, of less fares due to the Ubers of the world and other taxi hailing apps. Apple Pay was announced back in September, and now Ars Technica reports that Google Wallet, which launched way back in 2011, has had considerable growth in the last couple of months. Is there a correlation? A source tells Ars that weekly transactions have increased by 50%, and in the recent couple of months, new users are almost twice what they were compared to the previous month. Apple CEO Tim Cook has claimed that 1 million cards were activated on Apple Pay in the first 72 hours of the platform's launch. So could NFC, which is also the protocol used by Google Wallet, and contactless payment methods as a whole be benefiting overall? Well, it certainly looks that way. Earlier this week, we told you how an internal video message sent by Apple Vice President of Retail and Online Stores, Angela Arendts, pointed to a spring 2015 release for the company's Apple Watch. Today, French Apple website iGen.fr is reporting that pricing for the stainless steel Apple Watch may start at $500, and the gold Apple Watch's pricing could start between $4,000 and $5,000. Now, Apple already claimed on stage when the Apple Watch was announced that it would start at $350. That's probably assumed to be the price of the base aluminum model. The site also reports that Apple wants to release the Apple Watch by Valentine's Day 2015. And that is romantic. I love you. Here is a $5,000 watch. Digiday is reporting that Snapchat is in negotiations with media companies such as Comedy Central and Spotify and Vice for the upcoming launch of a new section of the app called Discover that would serve users articles and music and video produced by these entities, according to people familiar with the matter. A mock-up of the Discover section, which was obtained by Digiday, shows some other companies that Snapchat may be talking to, including BuzzFeed, CNN, The Daily Mail, ESPN, National Geographic, and Vivo. Part of the Discover partnership reportedly will include original content created by those companies and possibly advertising revenue split agreements.